Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you too involved in your children's sporting events? Do you stand there on the sidelines playing coach and screaming things out onto the field? Is that ever okay? Is it sometimes okay? Dr. Michelle Labatz is my guest. She's a sports medicine physician. Dr. Labatz, both you and I have children in sports. And yeah. To the parents listening that have children in sports, how acceptable is it to be involved, and to what degree do you get involved more than just driving them around?
It is very acceptable to be involved, and everybody's going to, every family's going to make that decision to a different degree in terms of what's most appropriate for them. There are some parents that are going to be very successful coaching their own children. There are going to be some parents who are really going to be best kind of sitting on the sidelines and serving a support role.
Okay, so unless you're a parent that chooses to be a volunteer like coach, you know, and in soccer, I know in AYSO, most of the coaches are parents, and they have their own child on the team. But if you don't feel that the coach is doing an adequate job, or come on, run, or do something, is it ever okay? Because you really see some parents are crazy about it, and some parents, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, some parents are very instructional. And I think, especially when you look at a game situation, you know, everybody that's at sitting at a game, they have a role. You've got the athletes, you've got the coaches, and you've got the parents. And the parents who aren't coaching, that's not their job at that game. Their job at that game is to watch and enjoy their children and to support their children. So for a parent who's there in that spectator role, issuing instructional advice is really not appropriate. It's confusing to the kid. It breaks down the rapport that the coach is trying to kind of build with the athletes and with the team, and is really fairly, it's not constructive to the overall athletic experience.
I know it's not, and you know, being in sports medicine myself, Dr. Labatz, it is awfully tempting, especially when I see that my daughter does sometimes need that little, if the coach is not saying, come on, run, and then I yell, come on, run, she'll look at me like she just woke up.
Yeah.
And then she'll run. So in that case, I think it's like, you know, it's okay, but maybe other parents are looking at me like one of those parents.
You know, if there's, you know, key kind of words or phrases that that you know are going to maybe trigger a desirable change in your kid, I mean, I think that's perfectly fine. You know, the whole idea, you know, if a mistake is made, you know, brush off the mistake, you know, moving forward. And kind of a little key tidbit like, you know, run. Yeah, when it comes from a parent's mouth, I think that can have far more meaning than if it comes from anywhere else. But any type of advice in terms of providing strategy, in terms of specifics on technique, that's really more the coach's role, and probably would not be advised to come from the parent.
And certainly not any kind of criticism like, why didn't you stop that? Or why didn't you, you know, because I think that that may humiliate a child in front of their team and or other parents, and that could really look bad. So we need to caution parents against, you know, humiliating
absolutely.
Them.
And anything less than support on a sideline situation, and that includes anything less than full support for the coaches, for the officials, for even for the opponents. Good sportsmanship on the sideline really demands kind of a full positive overall experience on the sideline. If there's criticism to be made that feels important and necessary to you for your athlete to hear, for your child to hear, the best time for that is after the endorphins have worn off, after kind of the heat of the match has worn off, certainly in a one-on-one setting. And there are a variety of ways to couch that. They always talk about the magic ratio. 5 positives for 1 negative seems to be the way that we fill the emotional tank of our young athletes. And another good strategy that I've heard is using kind of if-then statements. So along the lines of, hey, Sally, if you do this, then maybe this might be a good idea. And that's a good way to enlist the athlete and really seems to be a better way to point them in a more positive direction.
I heard a little statistic, Dr. Labatz, that said when mothers are involved, it could create a more enjoyable experience for the children. But sometimes if the fathers are the ones who are overly involved, it creates more stress. Do you know anything about this?
I have not seen that statistic directly, to be honest with you.
So it just seems interesting to me. But, you know, I think that, do you think that a parent's involvement and or over-involvement, just your opinion, do you think that children, it makes it more enjoyable when you see your child playing sports, Dr. Labatz, are they happy that you're there cheering them on? Or would they be like, Mom, just sit there and be quiet, please? Because
well,
I've heard both.
Yeah. I remember seeing, I can't remember if it was a study or an article, and they interviewed a number of high-level Olympic and elite athletes, and they asked them, what was the key part that you remembered about your parents' involvement in your sports? What did you like the most? What did you not like the most? And what they said that they enjoyed the most was when their parents said, we love watching you play, that it gave that child a sense that, boy, he's really bringing pleasure to their parents. And that was something that they delineated as real being kind of the highlight of their experience with their parents in sport. What they said they really didn't like in a lot of cases was the ride home after the games, because a lot of times there can be a lot of grilling, and depending upon the intensity of the family, and you've probably seen this, that there are some families that are extremely intense on this and others that are a lot more lax, that ride home, they're still kind of reliving the game rather than using that ride home to transition from being parent and athlete to being parent and child. And the time for any type of constructive advice or criticism, so to speak, isn't during that time frame when emotions are real high, either for the good or for the bad. You want to wait until you're kind of at a steady emotional state before you try to have a conversation like that.
That's very good advice, Dr. Labatz, because when you're just saying that, I absolutely hear myself. Parents, I know you've heard yourself do it. You get into the car, and the minute the doors are closed, well, why didn't you get that goal? Or you should have really been running a little bit faster. Why did you let that other child put, you know, I can hear that we do that. So I know that you're right. That's an emotional time, and the child's probably then feeling, oh, well, maybe I didn't live up to their expectations. And so I think that might be another point, you know, to make, is that you don't want to have your child think at any time that you're disappointed, because it's supposed to be a sport. It's supposed to be fun. They're probably not going to go pro. So keep it as a fun, healthy, you know, objective for them. Now, in the last just 30 seconds or so, give us your absolute best advice for parents and their involvement in sports.
So, celebrate the effort. Celebrate when your kid has made a really good effort, because that is the key, and that's what's going to drive them to become better and more successful overall. And then celebrate their individual mastery. They should be comparing themselves to how they were, in a previous time, rather than comparing themselves to other teams or other individuals.
That's great advice, Dr. Labatz. And remember, if you missed any of the great information we are giving, you can listen anytime on demand on RadioMD.com. Just look for the Healthy Children Show page. For more information on these topics and so many more, you can also go to HealthyChildren.org or the American Academy of Pediatrics website, AAP.org. And, you know, with this show, we're doing so much of this great information, so be sure you check it out. It's Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and stay tuned. There's more coming up. Stay well.